or to take another example, take, say, the Wall Street Journal, which you'd think would be the last holdout where somebody remembers what capitalism is. Well, they had a front lead article a couple of weeks ago on various strategies that states, meaning like states of the union, were using to try to be more business friendly. And they picked two examples, Virginia and Maryland, who are sort of competing and to see who can most sponsor entrepreneurial values and be most business friendly and so on. And they said, well, for a while it looked like they have somewhat different strategies. That's why they were describing them. Turned that for a while Maryland was doing better, then it turned out Virginia's doing better. Now Virginia's doing better. They're more business friendly, more gung-ho about business and so on. All right, you read the article. Turns out it's not Virginia and Maryland. What it is the suburbs of Washington, some of which are in Virginia and the others of which are in Maryland. And what are the two business strategies, entrepreneurial strategies? Well, the suburbs of Washington figured they could rip off the National Institute of Health and others develop biology-based industries. They were looking for biotechnology and so on. They figured that's going to be the big cash cow. And Virginia, which is more business-friendly, decided that the old cash cow, the Pentagon, would probably be the best way to rip off public funds. So they were concentrating on electronics and telecommunications and so on. And it turned out that Virginia had the better strategy, the better business strategy. They made a better guess about which public funds to rob. And that's what it means to have entrepreneurial values. And it's, again, reported without comment.